I'm Liz Kramer with Mission Network News. Rebel violence in the Democratic Republic of the Congo's eastern region is echoing in Kinshasa, the western capital city. There, protests in the streets mean unsafe school commutes for kids. David Durant from Teach Beyond says the uncertainty has potential to point children to Jesus.
Kids are ready to hear that ultimately our hope is not in a government leader or a rebel leader or anything like this. Our hope is not here.
Durant says kids need to be grounded in the kingdom of God so they have an eternal lens for processing earthly events. Please pray that the church will be faithful to provide that lens and pray for peace in the DRC. Regarding the latter request,
in the DRC, the Christian community is responding, even in some ways taking the lead in trying to build the bridge to bring peace to the country. The bad news is we have no idea how it can happen. The good news is our God loves working in the impossible.
More prayer points can be found at missionnews.org. And the oppression people experienced under Islamic rule pushes them to seek hope elsewhere. In their search for truth, many encounter Christ through media and the internet. Denise Godwin from International Media Ministries notes,
it says in the Bible, every tribe, tongue, nation, and everybody's going to have that chance to hear. This time in the media is definitely a time like that, that everyone can have a chance to seek for themselves truth and examine it, make their own decision.
Media and the internet empower people to break free from restrictions, explore Christianity, and connect with believers through various apps. They also share inspiring videos or watch together in a safe environment. Pray for creativity and dedication among media workers as they spread the gospel in the hardest places. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported, so by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.